that a lot harder than it feels.
100% aye. As I've been saying through there, that it was actually quite an enjoyable first half. It's probably been one of the better halves where we played at quite a high tempo and we were getting chances, and obviously scoring the two goals, we should have built on that. And obviously shows you the importance of killing these teams off as early as possible, because like what happened in the second half, as soon as they get a goal, they've got something to hold on to. They get a bit of momentum. We lose Big Billy. And we didn't apply ourselves right in the second half. It just nowhere near the tempo of the first half. And it's although we've won the game, it doesn't quite feel like a win. But on the bigger picture, it's 3 points closer to the Championship, so that's obviously a positive.
Big Billy let himself down with a red card.
I think he did. He knows that you can't behave like that. It puts the team under pressure. But in saying that, we've still got 10 guys on the pitch that should be more than capable of seeing a game out or going and scoring more goals. And I thought we did still manage to carve out chances. The keeper's made a couple of good saves, and we've obviously missed a couple of chances that we still could have killed the game off at 10 men. But as I keep saying, even with 10 men, we were still far too slack, and it just didn't feel right. Although we've won the game, it wasn't quite a great ending to the game. But no, Big Billy knows that, and the manager stressed that as well, that we can't have guys behaving like that. But he was apologetic at the end, and he'll hopefully learn for that.
Understand the fans' frustrations at the end?
Well, of course, as I said there, we set up perfectly. The first half, as I said, was probably the best we've played in a long time, especially at home in an opening half. We were really quick. We were passing, the tempo was quick, we were getting in down the sides, we were creating chances, and we got the two goals, and I thought we just build on that, we just go out and do more of the same in the second half. And it didn't go that way, but as I keep saying, even if we lost Big Billy, we were still far too slack in possession, and rightly so, the fans are going to be disgruntled at that.
How pleased are you still to be here after kind of recent speculation?
Well, I'm over the moon. I'm delighted that I'm still here, and we've got a Championship now to win and wrap up. We've got Ramsden's Cup final to look to. We've got Scottish Cup game coming up soon that we want to do well in that tournament and certainly give our best and see where it takes us. And we're obviously nearing the second stage of our recovery as a club, so I'm more than happy to be part of that. And as I've said on a number of occasions, I see myself, obviously, within the manager's plans, I'll see myself here for a long time.
Was it easy to push it to one side and just sort of ignore it, or be kind of...
It always is. That's just the kind of guy I am. That it's just Rangers for me, and it always has been. You obviously see the speculation or hear about it, but no, it's just solely focused on Rangers, coming into Murray Park in the morning, training, doing well, and playing on a Saturday, and that's just how I took it.
Were you actually worried when you heard that bids were coming in case the club accepted one?
I'm not sure about worried. It's just one of these things that if that had been the case, then I would have dealt with it there and then. But I just stayed focused. It was an easy one for me, just remain focused, come into training and keep the head, be professional about the situation. And obviously that's the window shut. And the sole focus now is on helping Rangers wrap up the Championship. And as I said, hopefully get the Ramsdens done and give our best shot in the Scottish Cup.
Do you think there would have been a decision for you to make had the bid been accepted, or would you have seen yourself staying here? I know it's hypothetical, but...
I couldn't say this just with the situation, of course, but no, I'm just absolutely delighted that I can be hopefully give my best and play a huge part in the next stage of the recovery and getting us moving up the leagues and getting us back to where we belong.
The manager said the bids that came in for you didn't reach the club's valuation, but I mean, did he let you know that bids had come in? Was there any discussion?
I'd spoke after the bids had came in, just to obviously make me aware of the situation. But it was a case of a 2-minute meeting up the stair, and then we were doing the training, so that was how I took the situation, and I couldn't have seen it really reacting any different for that.
Right. Cheers, thanks.